I received the first report this afternoon.
All today, then?
Yes, sir.
Let's see the men involved. He brought them to the table. They were Gnar. There were five of them. It did not seem likely that such things would happen to the Gnar alone. I sent Mergen around. He returned.
Three incidents. They took care of it themselves. Said they didn't figure it was something worth reporting.
Discipline. Something to be said for it. It took half a minute to decide the attackers were not, apparently, Taglians.
Wrinkly little brown guys. We saw those on the river. I asked Swan. He said he didn't know where they came from, but they gave him the collywobbles.
If they're not Taglians, don't take no shit. Ace them unless you can take a couple prisoners.
One Eye, if you could snag a couple and give them the works.
We did all this amidst the comings and goings of our Taglian servitors. At that point, several came to collect empty plates, forestalling One Eye from poor-mouthing about how he was so grossly overworked. He did not squawk fast enough when they cleared away, either. Mergen got the first word in.
I got a problem, Croker.
Mogaba winced.
Flexible man, Mogaba, but he could not get used to me letting anybody call me anything but Captain.
What's that?
Bats.
Goblin snickered.
Can it, runt?
Bats? What about bats?
Guys keep finding dead bats around.
I noted from the corner of my eye that Lady had grown more attentive.
I don't follow you.
The men have been finding dead bats every morning since we got here. Bats all torn up, not just dropped over dead, and they're only around where we are, not all over town.
I looked at One Eye. He looked at me. He said, I know, I know. One more job for good old One Eye. How's this outfit ever going to get along without me when I go?
I don't know if the others bought it or not. There were things One Eye and I hadn't shared with everyone.
Any other problems?
Nobody had a problem, but Mergen had a question.
All right if we work on Swan a little. I checked out that place he owns. It's the kind of place some of our guys would hang out. We might find out something interesting there.
At least you'd keep him nervous. Good idea. Have some of the Gnar hang out there, too, to work on that Blade character.
He's a spooky one, Otto said.
The most dangerous, too, I'd bet. One of those guys like Raven. Kill you without batting an eye, and not even remember it 5 minutes later.
Mogaba said, You must tell me more of this Raven. Each time I hear of him, he sounds more intriguing.
Lady paused with fork half lifted to mouth.
It's all in the annals, Lieutenant.
The gentlest of admonitions. For all his devotion to things company, Mogaba had yet to make a serious attempt to explore those annals set down after the company had departed Gay Asli.
Of course, he replied, voice perfectly even, but eyes hard as steel.
There was a distinct coolness between them. I had sensed it before, mildly. Negative chemistry. Neither had any reason to dislike the other. Or maybe they did. I spent more time with Mogaba these days than I did with Lady.
That's that, then, I said. Out of here after the next watch change. Be ready.
Mostly nods as they pushed back from the table, but Goblin stayed put, scowling, for several seconds before he rose. He suspected that he